With the advantage or disadvantage, depending on your view, that we can keep in touch anytime, any place, anywhere. But what about the etiquette of tweeting? It's easy for me to say. Is it a bad form to tweet from a wedding or a dinner party? What about a business meeting? Well, on the line to discuss this issue is Ben Duckworth, editor of Total Magazine, or Total Politics Magazine, and in the studio, Tim McCain from the social media agency Navajo Talk. Good morning.
Morning.
Perhaps for Mark's benefit, first of all, we should just have a reminder of what Twitter is.
It's not that bad.
But Tim, in all seriousness, when it comes to Twitter, there are still some people that aren't really au fait with the whole concept.
Yeah, I mean, Twitter has matured in the last year dramatically, and it's become a place where people find out and join in conversations that they're interested in. The old view that it was somewhere that you found out whether people were having a cup of coffee somewhere or else or other has really changed. And it's the person whose Twitter feed it is choice to decide who to follow. And you're now finding people following and getting real insights to the lives of sports stars, to the businesses that they're interested in, to the communities that they're engaged in. And so charities, for example, are finding it really useful to keep people up to speed. And we saw with the terrible events in Japan and New Zealand and recently the natural disasters, where Twitter has played a real part in keeping people informed what the actuality on the ground of real human beings is, in a way that's sometimes sooner than the traditional media, and people are getting all of this information through these channels.
Ben, that's the bottom line. I mean, it is changing journalism, but your tweets are a mixture of politics and opinion. Is there anywhere you would draw the line at tweeting from, a wedding, for instance?
I wouldn't tweet someone's wedding. I draw a line between kind of personal and work stuff. You know, things I find interesting that people who follow me through my job will find, I think they'll find interesting, I'll tweet that. But I won't sit there and tweet that I'm off shopping or I've decided to go to grab a coffee with a mate. I just think tweeting is a fantastic resource for journalists. It's the fastest newswire you've got. So it's best not to fill it with sort of inane stuff about things that really are only of interest to you.
But is there a danger that so much is opinion and not necessarily fact, and that's where a journalist could come across?
Well, there's a movement generally in journalism that, where opinion has become increasingly common throughout. But I'm not sure I recognise this kind of idea that tweeting is solely about opinion, or that's the dominant factor. I use tweet and the people I follow, a lot of it is news stories, plain straight news stories. It is the fastest way to find out what's going on. As Tim was talking about, taking things directly from Japan. In my line of work, it's when politicians themselves or their teams and MPs themselves are tweeting about new things that have only just arrived in. That actually is the main thing I use it for. The opinion. Opinion I tend to take from other journalists, but from politicians themselves, it's straight fact, straight news.
Tim, Twitter really got a bit of a bad name recently over some of the celebrities. I'm thinking of something like Amanda Holden and Lily Allen, where other celebrities kind of expressed their sympathy about very, very tragic events on Twitter, and it seemed entirely inappropriate.
Yeah, I think, like any communication, there's a bit of thought. I mean, when we're talking to people face-to-face, we think about what we're going to say and the impact that it's going to have, and I think that's where the Twitter community has to take a certain amount of responsibility. Just because these new channels exist, it doesn't mean all the other rules have changed. And there is an element of being polite. There is an element of not swearing in front of your granny. And all of this is a thought process which most people can carry out relatively straightforwardly. But yeah, the idea of trying to get yourself involved in a conversation that you have really no reason to be in other than the fact that you're well known, again, takes a bit of thought. At Navajo Talk, our whole view is, if you have a bit of value in your communication, then it's worth doing. But at a wedding, do you tweet? Well, it certainly depends. If you're there as a guest and it's the same, it's seen as rude, well, you don't do it. And I think it's as simple as that. The old, very old-fashioned, the ideas that Mark likes, which is about writing letters and communication in the old way, they still apply. These are just new ways of people writing to each other and communicating with each other, but it doesn't give you carte blanche to say what you like and offend people.
Tim McCain and Ben Duckworth, thanks for your thoughts on this morning. And if you have any...